at the beginning of the Gemara Shir unraveling. Maybe by the next it's going. Tanya Shir Thursday night. We're up to Perek Yud Beis. So we talked about the Nefesh has Levushim. The Nefesh manifests itself in this world in three forms: Dibur, Machshava, Dibur, Maaseh. Those are called the Levushim of the Nefesh. And they refer, it's Papoyal, what you do. The Machshava is also called doing something. Machshava, Dibur, Maaseh are the Levushim of the Nefesh. The Kochos Pnimiyim of the Nefesh, which are called the Kochos Pnimiyim, is Seichel Umidos, and there are 10 altogether, 3 of Seichel, Chabad, and 7 of Midos, like we say in Sfira, those are the Midos, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, etc. Chabad is Chochma Bina Das. The Nefesh Eloki has the 3 Levushim and the 10 Kochos Pnimiyim, and the Nefesh HaBahami has the 3 Levushim and the 10 Kochos Pnimiyim. The Tzaddik, we're not going into now, we're reviewing, this is what we learned. Now we're starting Perek Yud Beis. The Tzaddik, his Levushim, even the Levushim, his actions, are governed by his Nefesh Eloki. I'm sorry, even his Koiches Pnimiyim. The Tzaddik, in Tanya speak, the Tzaddik, his Kochos Pnimiyim, Seichel and Midos, are also governed by the Nefesh Eloki. The Tzaddik Gomor transforms these Kochos HaNefesh of the Nefesh HaBahami into things that are Tov. And that's the Tzaddik. The Rasha, so even his Levushim, Dibur, Machshava, Maisa, are governed by the Nefesh HaBahami. And now we're up to the Beinoni, the famous Beinoni of the Tanya, whose Levushim are governed by the Nefesh Eloki. In the Tanya's world of Beinoni, as he shows in the first parak, he has all of his kashas, and now he's developing the teretz. So that's where it's mechuluk. The Levushim, meaning his actions, Machshava, Dibur, Maisa, of a Beinoni, are governed by the Nefesh Eloki. He does nothing wrong, but his inner kochos, his seichel, his midos, he has taivas, he enjoys Olam Hazeh, he likes it, he wants it, he desires it, he keeps it within, he keeps the gevulim of the Torah, because his the levushim of the nefesh, so his nefesh eloki is stronger. But when it comes to the kochos apnimiyim of seichel amidus, then governed by the nefesh habahami. And that's the Beinoni, and that's what, so we learned till now about the tzaddik and the rasha, and he described the Tzaddik Gomer and the Tzaddik Sheino Gomer and the Rosh Gomer and the Rosh Sheino Gomer, and now we're up to Perek Yud Beis. Va'beinoni hu shela'olam ein hara gover kol kach. He is in a state of battle, but the ra is never gover kol kach lichbosh esoir. You have a Tanya? The Tanya's Beinoni does nothing wrong his whole life. Okay, I don't know. I can't answer your question. If the Beinoni does nothing wrong your whole life, it's not hard for someone to say, maybe I'm a Beinoni. Maybe when I see a piece of good cake, I desire it. Maybe I like to be comfortable. Not for Hashem's sake, for my own sake. You're already a Beinoni. It's very hard to be in. Okay. Well, Beinoni, he's going to talk about it anyway. I mean, he's starting the Beinoni now. Beinoni hu shalom. But you have to admit, if not for the Tanya, we certainly can't understand how Rabbi saw himself as a Beinoni. That's one of his kashas in Paragalef. Beinoni hu shalom ein harak over kol kach Lichbosh as Irakitana. Irakitana is, of course, Shlomo HaMelech's phrase for the goof. So Ein Hara Gover Kol Kach Lichbosh as Irakitana Lihislabesh Baguf. For the to be mislabesh, that's the levushim, to do something lepoil, whether it's dibur, maisa, or machshava, lachatio, to do an avera, the hainu, sheshlosha levushe nefesh abahamis, sheim, machshava, dibur, maisa, of an avera, shemitzara klipa, ain govrimbo, al nefesh elokis, it doesn't have enough strength to be go there on the nefesh elokis lehislabesh beguf, whether it be b'moach, that's machshava, u'bepeh, that would be dibur, u'beshor resh mem chesevorim, that would be of course maise lachatiyom, it's not strong enough to make these evorim bichote u'latamim chas v'shalom, rather Shlosha levushe nefesh elokis heim levadom mislabshim beguth sheim machshava dibur maise shel taryag mitzvos haTorah v'lo over avera miyomov v'lo yavor leolam v'lo nikro olav sheim rosha filu sho achas v'rega echad kol yomov. Whoa, like, that's some benoni, man. Now, the Mefarshim explained to Tanya, first of all, why couldn't he have done an Aveira? He could have done Tshuva. We had in a previous parak that you could do Tshuva and become a Tzaddik. Koshkin, you can do Tshuva and become a Beinoni. So why does he say, Lo'yavar Aveira Miyamav? Also, how can you say, Lo'yavar La'olam? A person has Bechira. Certainly he could become a Rasha even. How do you know what he'll do? The answer is that he's describing his Matzav Achshavi. Lefi his matzav achshavi, in other words, he's not someone that would have done an avera. In other words, if he did an avera in the past, there's no more aroshem of that avera. Let's say we say avera goreres avera. Let's say we say Avera Goreres Avera. So that means that there's a Roshem of the first Avera. So this person has no Roshem. He might have done an Avera in the past, but he did Tshuva, but he did Tshuva to the extent that his Matzav Achshavi is of a person that never did an Avera. There's no Roshem of that Avera anymore. That's how much of a purity he has attained. In other words, he's not someone that would have done an Avera lefi his present matzav. And the same is about the future. Certainly he might become a kukul and do an Avera, but in his present matzav, he's not someone that, you know, you have someone that's like, you're holding back the waters of the dam, and you just know they're going to burst through tomorrow, or the next day, or in a year from now. Not him. He has conquered his nefesh abahami to the degree that it won't come out lamaisa. The problem is it's churning around inside of him. But it won't come out lamaisa, and we can be mayed, like l'fi ha-matzav ha-achshavi, that it won't come out lamaisa. It's not just a temporary clamping down, like the dam holding back the water, but a permanent dam that holds back the water. It's there, finished, like it's not going to break through.
No, again, we're he
might have done an Avera, but he did a tshuva that took away even any roshim of the Avera.
But then, but the second part of being a Beinoni is lo dikra shim roshim. He was never called a roshim. This is a separate entity than the Avera. Are we talking about a person who never did Avera, but if he was called a Rasha by accident or something else, he's not a Beinoni? Or is this Rasha part of the Avera? Meaning,
My understanding of the Tanya and the way I learned it from the person who taught me Tanya is that that's part of, you have to say lefi hamatzav achshavi. That's how they explain the Tanya. He means lefi hamatzav achshavi, you can't tell that he was ever a Rasha. he was oker any roshem.
Who's the nikra? Hashem or the Hebrew?
Look, there's no roshem. Hashem. Now Hashem knows he did an avera, but there's no roshem. The person successfully succeeded in erasing. I'll give you an example of a roshem. Avera gareris avera is a roshem. It's now that much easier for him to do an avera. So this person, it's not. It's not like that.
That person has never done an avera. He's a tzaddik, but people call him a roshem because with something that, and this happens, is that?
I don't know what you mean. People unjustifiably call him a roshem. So then who cares?
They're not justifiable. For whatever reason, someone thinks he did something wrong.
So that's called unjustifiable.
But he has a shame.
That doesn't matter. He means. It doesn't mean what some.
Okay. No, this is kind of shame toes, right?
He certainly means something real.
In the eyes of Hashem.
Yeah. But again, it doesn't mean. He can't mean the Mefarshim say that he Taka never was a Rosha. He might have been. He might have done Tshuva, but a Tshuva that took away any Roshim of that Rishus. So now. But that's only Lagabe the Levush. We're only talking Lagabe the Bepoyel, what his actions will be like. But his insides, his kishkis, ach, mechus, va'atzmus, nefesh elokis. But still now we're talking about the Levushim. But the mechus, va'atzmus, nefesh elokis, which are the 10 kochos ha'nefesh, 3 of which are Seichel, 7 of which are Midos. Shein Eser Bechin Osea. Lo Lohen Levadon Amalucho Vamimshola Be'ir Katana. They don't control Be'ir Katana, the person. In other words, his Midos and Seichel are governed by the Nefesh HaBahami. The Nefesh HaBahami is Sholeit. He has desires, he has wants, he's able to control them, but he wants, he has those desires. Now the Tanya goes on to say a very interesting thing. If you're thinking that such a person is like, doesn't exist, like how could it be? If you have all these churning desires, like how? So now the Tanya says, like he assumes that such a person, when he communes with Hashem during davening, then even his inner kochos will be totally controlled by the Nefesh Elohim. It's like he's plugged into the computer when you recharge your MP3, like you plug it in. So this person plugs in by Kriya Shema, he says, and Tefillah, he plugs in to Hashem, and he talks to Hashem, he communes with Hashem, he develops, or he focuses on his Avos Hashem, when he says Kriya Shema, then, like, his battery gets recharged. But when he's not davening, it doesn't have a lasting effect. Because that's enough, that's probably how he controls himself through that recharging from being chote b'poel. Look at the words of the Tanya. Lo lehen levadon amlucho v'mevsholem b'ir katana, the inner kochos, the kochos apnimiyim, ki im only v'itim muzumonim at specific times. Kamo b'shas kriya shma utfila. And he's saying kriya shma and davening. Sheishas muchin the gadlus lamala. It's a time of hashpa'a on the person of these, I don't know, that's what it's called. Upstairs kaiches, muchin seichel, chochmas Hashem, the gadlus, meaning of the gadol. So the gam lamata hishas hakosher lecholada. So that's when every person can plug in and like claim his pnimius, the kaychas hanefesh apnimius. She'oz mekasher chabad shelo, because when you daven, it's interesting, he doesn't say learning. When you say kriya shma and you daven, you mekasher your chokhma bina v'das la Hashem, because lahamik daito, you're thinking about gedulas ein sof baruch hu. That's what you're thinking about by tefillah. Ula orer esoava. I guess that's through Kriya Shema when you're saying the Ohav Tois Hashem Elokecha. That first parsha of Kriya Shema bespeaks a very intense Avos Hashem. Kirish Bei Eish B'Chalal Hayamini Shebelibo, which is the seat of the Nefesh Eloki. The Dovkabo B'Kiyam HaToro Mitzvoseo Me'Ahava. So he's developing his Ahava. Ava is a koach pnimi, so he's cleansing or he's charging up his koach pnimi l'Hashem, so the nefesh Eloki gets a boost, but that's only b'shas tefila in Kriya Shema. Shazeu inyan amavur b'Kriya Shema the oraisa uberchoseo shalafonehu liachreo shehein midrabbonon hein hachono l'kiyam haKriya Shema k'mo she'echto b'mokam acher. That's in Perek Mem Tes. Tanya will talk about Birchas Kriya Shema and how they are the perfect supplement to Kriya Shema. It builds you up to Kriya Shema, and then the bracha afterwards lets you down, like with a parachute. It builds up and it goes down. But they're called Birchas Kriya Shema. Now, why are they called Birchas Kriya Shema? This is something to be shown in Yeskim Besechas Brachas. We don't say Asher Kedishonu B'Mitzvosav B'Tzivonu Likros Kriya Shema. So the Tanya is expressing, very much in passing, that they're called Birchas Kriya Shema because they are aids, A-I-D-S, they are aids to the avoda of Kriya Shema, which is Avos Hashem and Dveikus Hashem. So the Chazal and the Saken, like helpers to the avoda of Kriya Shema. V'oz, and so when you're saying Kriya Shema, when you're davening, Hara Shemecholol Hasmoli, and even the Kochos HaNefesh, the Kochos HaPrimiyim of the Nefesh HaBahamis, Kofuf Ubotel Latov, HaMispashet B'cholol HaYemini, Mechabad Shebemoach HaMekushorim B'Gedulas Ein Sof Baruch Hu. So these two things, you're contemplating and thinking about and developing your Avos Hashem, and you're being misboning. I guess Avos Hashem is the primary of the Midos. You're being misbonei, that's already Chabad, the Seichel, in Gadlus Ein Sof Baruch Hu, about the Gadlus Hashem. So when you do that, so even the Beinonis, Kochos HaNefesh HaPnimiyim, are taken over, temporarily, but taken over by the Nefesh Eloki. Aval Acher HaTfila, but because he's a Beinoni. So Behistalkus Hamochin the Godless Ein Sof Baruch Hu Harei Hara, meaning the Ra of the Kochos HaPnimiyim. Remember, we're talking about a guy that can control himself not to be Chotei B'Poel, but the Ra of the Kochos HaPnimiyim Chozer V'Nir B'Chalal HaSmoli U'Misavet Taiva L'Taivas Olam Hazeh V'Ta'anugov. Okay.
During
tefillah, it gets recharged. Even the kochos haprimiyim of a bein. I imagine the reason he says this. First of all, the elder was true. I imagine the reason he brings it in is, I think, I don't remember what was said, but what seems to me is that that's how he gets the energy to stop it from breaking through into Maisa.
But not from Torah.
What?
It's Tefillah, but not from Torah. Torah would not give that energy.
He doesn't say it. Yeah. I guess, I see he's relating. I mean, I would love him to say through Torah. That would be the Seichel. And Midos would be the Avos Hashem. But he doesn't say it. What?
More emotional.
Yeah. But he's talking about the Seichel too.
Because earlier, we talked
about that's Tefillah. He's talking about the Beinoni does it through tefillah. Rak, it's just that. But the Nefesh HaElokim never conquers. It never conquers the person. If it would conquer the person, then even after the tefillah, he won the war. So it's... He uses the word mizbatel. If you remember, even when he talked about a tzaddik, she'eino gomor, he said the ra was mizbatel to the tov. Here, it's not even mizbatel, apparently. It's just that temporarily the tov is mizgaber. That's the lashonos that they use. So you have a level where just the tov is mizgaber, but that's temporary. That's when it's being charged up, it's mizgaber. But the ra is not mizbatel. So as soon as it's finished, it's not lasting. Rak mitnesha lo levado to the nefesh abami. Oh, he's explaining now why it doesn't break through. Rak mitnesha lo levado mishmat hamelucha v'mimshala b'ir eni yochel lohotzi tavos mikoach al hapoel. The person is for it good enough that he could stop the koiches premium of the nefesh abami, the ra, from breaking through to b'poel. L'slavish be'bori aguf b'maise dibur u'machshava mamish lahamik machshavto b'tanuge oilam hazeh. He's talking about even machshava, because remember he's talking about machshava as an evil act, as something called b'poel, as a levush. He's not talking about the machshava of the koiches ha-premium of chokma bina das. He's talking about the machshava of like the poyel thinking about something. So he doesn't even do that, the Beinoni. Lahamik machshavto b'tanugei olam hazeh, to plan, for example, eich lamalos tavos libo. He doesn't do that. Ki ha-moach shalat al-alev. He has control over the moach to be shalat. Moshikosav Ram Parshas Pinchas and the Ramban. The Toldoso, the Teva Yitziroso. In other words, Shekach Noser Adam Toldoso. He's able to maintain the kochos he was given at birth. Shekol Adam Yochel Beretzono Shebemocho Lehisapik. He could do it. Velim Shol Beruach Tavos Shebelibo. Shalom lemalos mishalos libo b'maisa diburu machshava. So I don't know. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm not sure anymore. Now it does not have to check and have to. It doesn't sound like he's saying that he's able to do it because of the recharging during tefillah kriyas shma. It sounds like he's saying now that koach, every person has that koach. You can be shalit and you can control yourself. Every person has the koach that no matter what's going on inside, he can control himself and not let it burst through to lemaisa. Ki amoach shalat al halev, ki kach nosar adam betoldoso, shekol adam yochol beritzono. The will of a person is so strong that he can control his taiva, even if he has it, and just, you know, not let it burst forth, and that's a koach a person has. So the Beinoni exercises that koach. Okay, we'll stop here. I have to go back and see like why he brings in this idea that during tefillah, even the koach ha-pnimi of the Beinoni becomes suffused with the nefesh Eloki. I'm not sure anymore. It sounds like not for the reason I said. Okay.